If you look to the right, you will see a child of God. If you look to the left, you see another child of God. If you look front in front of you or behind you, more children of God. So how did you end up being surrounded by all these children of God? Was it because somehow or other on this day, some special people got out of bed and made their way here into St. James? Is it because somehow or other the people who are here are full of grace and peace and obey commandments all the time and never make any mistakes? It's not what the Bible says. The Bible says the reason that we're children of God is because God loves us. See what love the Father has bestowed upon us, the epistles today say. See what love the Father bestowed upon us in letting us be called children of God, but that's what we are. We might not look like it all the time, we might not act like it all the time, but that's what we are. We're the children of God. Not because of our goodness, but because of God's goodness. We're invited into the very family of God. Now, there are children, and then there are children. You know what I'm saying? There are some children. I'm having some mothers who are not in their head. There are some children that need a little more care and feeding than others. You know, they have to cut their meat up real small and wipe their nose more often. And then there are some children, you know, the problem child, you know, the one you have to tell 18,642 times to shut the door. But whether you're young or old, whether you're a problem child or mother's pride and joy, you're still a child, somebody's child. And that should serve as a lesson for us to remind us that when we're saying we're the children of God, it doesn't mean, well, we've got it all together. It means that we are supposed to grow into this identity that we have. And we have the image today. Jesus gives us this image of the Good Shepherd to help us understand what that means. What does it mean to live, to be a child of God? Now, when I was growing up in Baltimore, I never met a shepherd. Since I've moved to Chicago, I've never met a shepherd. I used to have to visit Mexico regularly, and I did meet shepherds there. And I was fascinated when I met the shepherds, because I had imagined that the shepherd was the one who was out in front and had his shepherd's stick and was leading the charge and kind of saying, "Follow me." That was not how the shepherd operated. The shepherds that I met in Mexico, anyway, were behind the flock. The shepherds trusted the flock to find those green pastures. Now, every now and then, there would be a sheep that would be lagging behind. The shepherd would give them a little nudge, "Keep up, keep up." And every now and then, there'd be a shepherd wandering off, going in the wrong direction. The shepherd would say, "No, no, back this way, back this way." But the shepherd trusted the sheep to go where they needed to go. And so if we're thinking about the Good Shepherd, then maybe that's the image that we have to have in mind, that the Good Shepherd is not the one who's forcing us, who's compelling us into a direction, but the shepherd is the one who's trusting us and urging us on the right path. So what does that mean? How do we live out that trust as the children of God who have this good shepherd pushing us in a certain direction? Well, we're told, Jesus tells us, that what the good shepherd wants is that there be one flock Right? Know what he said? One flock, one shepherd. So that means if we're going to heed this word today, we have to do those things which are going to create togetherness and unity and just being at one. We have to overcome all those divisions and difficulties and dissensions which can divide us. We have to work at those moments of forgiveness and reconciliation when we find that there's been hurts that separate us. We have to reach out to those who feel alone or isolated or alienated and let them know that they belong. That's what it means to be the children of God, following the one shepherd, living as he wants. And how do we do that? How do we create this oneness, this unity, this togetherness? The good shepherd gives us the model and example. He says, by laying down my life for the sheep. That's how you do it. You lay down your life for the sheep. Well, what does that mean exactly? I was trying to imagine, if you saw a hungry child, you would feed it, right? If you saw a hurting child, you would console that child, right? If you saw a lost child, you would help that child find the right way, right? That's what we would do. It's just how we think. And that's kind of the model and the image, I think, of what it means to lay down your life. It means it's not about me. It's about thinking about what matters to the other. It's finding that deeper and wider life that we have in common instead of just focusing on my life. And so that good shepherd lets us know then that the real power that we have in life, the real way we can make things come out right is through love. It's through love. We live in a world which thinks that you have to have the greater power in order to accomplish anything, but the example of Dr. King is the exact opposite. He had no political office. He had no economic clout. He had no military strength. All he had was the power of love. And with that power, he could change our country. And so if we're going to lay down our life for the sheep, it means that we trust more in the power of love than we do in the love of power. That's the way we imitate the Good Shepherd. And when we live the power of love, then we can help our young people to grow as they're meant to grow as children of God. We can experience that grace and peace in transforming our community from what we have. And we can find in our hearts, when we have the power of love, the serenity that we yearn for. I know mine and mine know me, Jesus says. Jesus has given us so much. And because we know him, we wish to give in return. Jesus has shown us the way. And so we want to respond to that way. Jesus has taught us how to live. And so we want to live as he taught us. That's how we are made to be. That's how we live as children of God. Amen.
Amen.